This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Raise your hand if you think healthcare is going to be a thing in the 2020 campaign. Those of you with your hands up, go to the head of the class, of course. And on the way, study up on this, would you? The consulting and services firm PwC says American companies are going to spend 6% more on employee healthcare next year. Marketplace's Erica Barris tells us why and what those companies figure they can do about it.
There are a few reasons why the cost of healthcare is rising, according to PwC. More people are suffering from chronic illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. More are seeking mental health treatment as the stigma falls away. And says Julian Reif, finance professor at the University of Illinois.
Arguably, the biggest reason is that there has been a lot of advances in medical technology. And medical technology is very expensive.
Like new specialty drugs, they now make up more than 40% of overall employer drug spending. To try to curb those costs, employers are negotiating prices directly with hospitals. Some are opening on-site clinics. 38% of large employers have those now. And, says Ben Isger with PwC's Health Research Institute, some big companies are partnering directly with existing healthcare systems to staff those clinics.
Otherwise, this could become a very adversarial relationship. So you could see some health systems say, hey, this is competition. You're actually taking away people that I used to serve, and you're really creating your own system over here off to the side.
And employers are creating more wellness programs to encourage healthy behavior. Sarah Collins with think tank The Commonwealth Fund says that's all fine and good, but
I think that workers tend to be the major bearers of these costs. And efforts like that might reduce people's use of care, but we know from the research that the use of care is not where the problem is.
The problem, she says, is the price. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.